You're listening to Engage Arizona, public policy for daily life.
Once again, we're talking with a mom about school choice, and at Center for Arizona Policy, we support parents in the school choice that they make as being what's best for their children. We believe in parents having the broadest range of school choices in our state, and we're blessed to be in a state where parents can choose from district schools, charter schools, private schools, online, homeschools, and we want to support parents in keeping those rights and those opportunities available. So today I've got with me Sarah Raybon, who is one of those moms who's done every school choice, I think.
I have.
Yes. And so let's start off by just sharing a little bit about your family. And you're another one that's got a very interesting range of ages with your children.
I do. So my name is Sarah, and I grew up here in Arizona. I live in Peoria, Arizona, and I have five children. The oldest just turned 23, and the youngest is four. So we do have a wide range. I have one starting kindergarten in the fall and one off to college in August. So school choice is near and dear to my heart, and I have personally benefited. Our family has been the recipient of tax credit, scholarship tax credit funds to help us send our oldest to private school when we found that that was the best fit for him. We've had wonderful experiences with Arizona's charter schools. We have a wonderful growing charter school network here in Arizona, some of the top schools in the nation even. So, and even open enrollment, we've taken advantage of that. So our kids, we have been blessed to live here in Arizona, to raise our family here, to have all these choices. I don't think people realize how many choices we have.
So the young mom or dad that's out there, like, oh my goodness, you just talked about all these different choices. Where do I begin? How do I, you know, whether it's, you know, 5-year-old Johnny going to kindergarten or my high schooler going into high school, how do you start to sort through what's the best school choice?
It really comes down to reaching out, you know, people, word of mouth. They hear things from friends, you know. I think my friend, you know, sends their child to a different school. How are they doing that? And I'll get calls from families referred to me by other families, and you just need to look into what's available. You can look up on many websites that we have here in Arizona. PrivateSchoolReview.com is a great one. GreatSchools.net. Parents can put their address in. You can look up charter schools, public schools, private schools, and like you said, we have wonderful homeschool options. We have online public homeschools where you get everything you need to educate your children at home, or you can choose from any one of many private homeschool curriculum providers.
So give us those two websites again.
GreatSchools.net and PrivateSchoolReview.com are two that I recommend.
So your children that have already graduated high school and gone on to college, did they go to the same school choice the whole time, or did you move them around based on needs, or how did that go?
Oh, goodness, no. You know, I think when Andrew started in kindergarten, I think in one of the first charter schools in the state, he was there for a few years. We moved to a public school, and it was a great public school fit. We found when he reached junior high that things got a little bit more challenging, and we thought, you know, I think we might need to start looking somewhere else. So we found a private school nearby. I was able to apply to one of our many tax credit programs here in Arizona, one of our school tuition organizations, get some scholarship help. We were able to send him to private school. So he was able to go to a private school for junior high and high school, and that was a huge, huge, huge benefit and a huge blessing to our family.
Okay, so I think your daughter just graduated from a charter school.
She did.
Was it a basis school?
It was basis, yes.
So tell us about that option, because we hear about basis, one of the top schools in the nation. The academics, how rigorous, I assume that she could handle the academics or she wouldn't have graduated. So share a little bit about that.
Well, basis, it is unique. It is rigorous. We found that there was plenty of support. The teachers were more than willing to go to whatever step needed to help your child be successful. It was work, and she did work. She had to work for those grades, but it was just such a blessing to be able to send her to a school like that with that level of academics. And in other states, schools like this, they're charging tuition we could never afford. So to think that in Arizona, this is something that the state pays to allow us to make this choice, and we're able to make that, and it doesn't cost us anything, is just, it's mind-boggling to me.
And now she's going on to college. She's staying in state, right?
She decided to go in state. She was definitely wanting to maybe go out of state, but she decided she was going to stay here. She got a full tuition scholarship to Barrett, so she'll be going to Barrett.
So one of the top programs at any of our three universities.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what was the downside to being at a at the charter school at Basis?
I think the only downside, I think, is that it's more of a global environment. It's very diverse, which we loved. I did love the diversity. I think it was a great experience to be exposed to so many different people from everywhere, people from all walks of life. But it was the patriotism. You know, our family loves our country. We love America, and not to say that Basis doesn't love America, but it's just when you have all those cultures, it's kind of a melting pot. And so we just kind of felt that it was at times a little too global, and not as much American exceptionalism, if you might, not as much emphasis on that as we would have enjoyed.
Maybe, well, and that might. Points out the differences in charter schools,
yes.
Because some charter schools would be more conservative curriculum,
absolutely.
Outlook and nature,
mm-hmm.
versus Basis is going to be more
yes.
global, more focused on
yes.
what college you're going to go to, I mean, more mm-hmm. higher academics and
oh,
more a wide range of worldviews and not necessarily exactly. conservative, and so you have to know that going in.
Exactly, and they're, as in Great Hearts, we have Great Hearts at the Charter School Network here in Arizona, and they are more literature. It's more literature. They study the Bible even as literature and the great works and the great books. So it's definitely a different atmosphere, whereas Basis is more, you know, from the very get-go, the kids are doing physics, biology. You know, it's more of a science-based mm-hmm. versus, you know, the more the classical literature and arts thing.
Now, does Basis start in first grade?
They actually start in kindergarten.
Okay.
They have the Basis primary, and
okay.
they go K through 4, and then they go 5th through 12th.
And no entrance exam because it's a charter school,
It's a
correct?
Charter school. I mean,
okay.
you go and you take that entrance exam, and they take you.
Okay.
I mean, and they do have special education
mm-hmm.
options. I mean, there are children that go to Basis with IEP and 504 plans. So they do have those services for those children.
Okay, so when you had some of your children in private Christian school,
mm-hmm.
I assume, what were the positives about that?
Well, that we loved the faith-based education. We definitely liked the emphasis on giving and serving and just the opportunity to talk about your faith every day in every class, in every, you know, prayer requests before class started, and we're going to all pray for each other, and, you know, a different environment, a different atmosphere, and I think, you know, you knew what the teachers' hearts were, and that was, I think, the biggest benefit there.
What was the downside to a private Christian school?
You know, I don't really think I had much of a down. I don't think we had much of a downside. I think, in our experience, the Christian school that my son attended, it wasn't as diverse as I think I would have really liked. And I kind of had a nice comparison at the time because our daughter was in Basis and he was at this Christian school, and I really liked that she was exposed to so many different. Just different cultures, and then different financial people, just of all different financial backgrounds and financial abilities, and I really liked that about the Basis. So
let's circle back to district school, because your oldest went to public district
mm-hmm.
schools, but then you switched to a private school for junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm.
You already talked about this a little bit, but so the public school was great in the lower grades,
mm-hmm. yes.
But then you switched because of just the nature of some things.
You know, we found when you get into the junior high age, as we know, anyone that knows has had a junior high child, it's just as a little, things start happening, you know, other students are kind of grouping together, and it's just a different, you know, different family issues from other students kind of spill over into school, and there can be a group of kids that, I mean, God bless those junior high teachers. It just was, seemed like it was a group of kids, and my son Andrew seemed to be, he's easily distracted, so he loved to tell me about all the stuff that was going on in class, but then he couldn't tell me, but I don't know if I have math homework. He needed to be in a more structured environment, and with a different atmosphere of children, I think.
Okay, so now you have your two little ones.
Yes.
What, 3 and 4 or 5?
4 and 6.
4 and 6. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now they're obviously in school somewhere, at least the six.
They are in preschool now.
What choices have you made for those two?
What a struggle. I find with all these choices, there's almost too many choices. I am so overwhelmed with choices that it has been really challenging. We were choosing a college for Sophia at the same time as we're choosing a kindergarten for Luke, and they were pretty much about the same stress level. just because, you know, I know so much now, and you want to make the right choice. So he did get a spot at the new Basis Primary that they're opening up. We're going to give it a try. We're going to see how it works for him. If not, we have, you know, a private school that we were looking at as well. So we'll you know, if this doesn't work, the benefit and the beauty here in Arizona is that you can, you know, make another choice. So that's why I think we're going to try Basis for him.
Well, I think that's one of the challenges, because when your child starts kindergarten or first grade, you don't know what type of students are going to be. What, you know, are they going to be headed for a vocational type of career? Are they going to be academic? You just don't know. And so you've got to be willing to flex.
Exactly. And he seems to be really interested in science and math. That seems to be what he loves. And so while we weren't actually, Basis wasn't on the list at first for him, it was kind of like, well, you know, maybe. But more and more, and I went and saw the curriculum that they were going to be using and went to the open house, and I thought, you know, we'll just see. This might be a good fit for Luke. But like I said, we'll if it doesn't work out, we are not. We will make another choice.
And then for Nathan?
He is in preschool. So we're going to do a couple of years. When he's 6, we'll start thinking about it. And I've told people now that if Basis is not the right fit for him, we will make, you know, we will make another choice, and he will go to another school. So he's going to a private preschool now. They do have an elementary school, so maybe he'll stay there. We just need to kind of, it's like a wait and see. It's a wait and see.
Now, with all the different school opportunities that you've seen, we haven't talked a lot in this series about, you know, a family that has a child with special needs. Mm-hmm. So have you, you know, and just your experience and what you've seen, and we can talk about what your profession is in a little bit, but have you any word for that parent who thinks that they have a special needs child?
Oh, goodness, yes. So I think the first thing you need to do, if you have a young child that maybe you've gone to the developmental pediatrician or even your regular pediatrician, and they've said that, you know, we're looking, you know, we think there might be something going on developmentally, I say, you know what, you're in the best state you could possibly be in terms of that child's education. There are so many options. I did the same thing I did with one of my own children. You would call your school district, you would ask for an evaluation. They would be able to help you with a special education evaluation. It's called an IEP plan.
Individual education plan.
Yes,
right?
They would be able to help you with that. You can use that IEP in Arizona to send your child to the private school of your choice. The state has made that available for you.
And share about through an empowerment scholarship account?
The first in the nation. It's our education savings account, basically. The state has made it available to certain groups of children, and one of those is children with special needs. So if your child has an IEP or a 504 plan from a public school in here in Arizona, you can take advantage of this, and the state will give you the money that they would be spending on your child in the public school, and you are then able to take those dollars and send your child to private school, do educational therapies, so you can choose your own speech therapist or occupational therapist or physical therapist or tutor, and you can make those choices, or you can also homeschool your child. You can purchase your choice of curriculum. So many families with children with special needs benefit from our Empowerment Scholarship Account program. And that is just one of the many benefits here in Arizona. We do have also a growing network of schools that are geared towards kids with special needs. And that is in large part to the fact that we have these programs that help parents pay for them. It doesn't matter their income. They don't have to be of high financial means. They can be low income and still take advantage of these programs for their child.
That always reminds me of the case of Lexi and Lexi's mm-hmm. Law, and where Lexi was a young child with a number of different issues, mm-hmm. cerebral palsy, and a number of different things. And once her mother was able to get the special scholarship, now it's named after mm-hmm. Lexi, then, and yes, it was high tuition, mm-hmm. but it was in a private school where she was able to flourish compared to the other school environment that she had been in. So it really affords the moms and dads to find the best school for their children's
needs.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. And there's many, many. And they're growing, even in smaller rural communities. I mean, that's my hope, is that eventually, as these programs grow, more and more options will come here to Arizona. I mean, we know parents are moving here. Maricopa County is one of the fastest growing in the nation. And I get calls every day from parents that are moving here specifically because they have a special needs child and they heard that in Arizona, they can get the education their child deserves. They can get that for their child.
Okay, so Sarah, you talked about calls you get every day, mm-hmm. and you really have become a specialist in helping parents find ways to place their children, especially in private schools, when that's the choice that they've made. So share a little bit about why do you get those calls? What are you doing to help parents?
Well, I work for an organization called American Federation for Children, and we help families. We all across the country in states that have choice programs, and I am the director of implementation here. So we have a great team that helps, a bilingual team that helps all families. So we do outreach events, and we find the families where they are, and we help. You know, it takes a lot of education because when we have so many choices, parents, you know, sometimes it's just so confusing and they just say, well, that's not for me. That must not be for me. This can't be real. We get that a lot. This just can't possibly be real. How would I be able to do that? So we have to explain to people, no, you absolutely can. So let's find a school. Let's find the program that works best for you and let's get your child in the school that best meets their needs. So that's, we spend a lot of time doing that and We're the population of kids on empowerment scholarship accounts is growing. The demand is growing. So it definitely keeps us busy.
What's the website that a parent can go to find out more about American Federation for Children?
Well, our Arizona website, where you can get information on all of our school choice options, is azesa.org. And you can learn about our tax credit programs, scholarships through those. You can learn about the empowerment scholarship accounts, and you can also reach me if you have questions.
So any final words or advice to, you know, the mom especially that's out there saying, oh my gosh, where do I get started? What do I do? I mean, any final words on that?
You know, I tell people this all the time. It may be overwhelming, but there are hundreds of families, thousands of families who've done this before you successfully, who've educated their children, and single moms with four kids that had no idea, you know, $25,000 a year, how am I possibly going to enroll my kids in private school? You must be kidding. And they're able to do it with the help of Arizona's scholarship programs and now just sing the praises of these programs. And so you can do it. It might take a little bit of work, a little faith, a little step of faith there, but if that's what you feel that you need to do that's best for your kids, then just take the help wherever you can get it, and we can help you make it happen.
And it's all worthwhile because this is about our children
absolutely.
And the future.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.